today on this Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, we have all participated together in this event, bringing it alive to us today. And I want us to just think for a minute what has happened over the centuries. For this happened in about the year 35. Today we are celebrating the centenary, the 100 years of the Battle of Vimy Ridge. We're going to come to that in a minute. During the Passion reading that we dramatically participated in, we heard Jesus say, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" I've often thought how Jesus calls us to peace, but how we still manage to make war. And we still in our society in 2017 are making war and doing war-type actions. We see it happening in Syria. We see both sides making war. We see war happening in Africa. We see fear of war through terrorism right across Europe. We feel and are afraid for it here. Did Jesus die in vain? Have we not learned? Are we still there? What is going on? Today, we grieve the fact that sisters and brothers of ours in the Coptic Church in Egypt were in two services for Palm Sunday, their churches were bombed. And at least 28 people were killed today. Coptic Christians, who are the oldest Christian denomination in the world, earlier than the Roman Catholic Church, earlier than the Orthodox Church, were the Coptics, a church that was formed early on when Christians were forced to leave the area of Jerusalem. They went to Egypt, and the church was formed there. All the time, war is going on. From this community, 100 years ago, of Agassiz and Harrison, people left and went and fought in what they called the Great War. And the following five people from this congregation died: H. Holeth, W. McRae, D. McKinnon, H. R. Tripp, and C. Wisdom. They were kids. They were teenagers. In Vimy Ridge, we know that about 3,600 Canadian teenagers, essentially, died. That would be the equivalent population. They had 8 million Canadians then. We today have about 36 million Canadians. So that'd be equivalent of 14,000 teenagers dying in a war in 4 days. Putting all of this together, I want us in a moment of silence, a minute of silence and respect for all who died, not just at Vimy Ridge, but in World War I. And many of us here probably have family connections of somebody in our family who died in World War I. My uncle didn't die, but he was affected by gas in World War I in the Battle of the Somme. His life was forever changed. But let us come together in a moment of silence and come to God in this time thinking, what have we learned about peacemaking? Why are we still violent? May the souls of the faithfully departed rest in peace, and may light perpetual shine upon them. Amen. What have we learned? We are called to be peacemakers by Jesus, who died and spilled blood once for all time, but still we do it. And I invite you today on this Palm Sunday, as we walk towards the cross in this Holy Week, as we have our emblems of Hosanna and are reminded of the cross, that we are called as Christians to be peacemakers. And I invite you in this week, as you reflect, how can I be a peacemaker so that the blood that was shed was not shed in vain? May I move forward as a person of who brings reconciliation and harmony and who works to make peace. And as they receive the sacrament today, which was initiated by Jesus on the night before he died on the cross, may it be a strengthening reminder to us as we receive it that we are called to be people of peace, people bringing harmony, people who call for unity of the globe. May God bless us all. Amen.